This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Okay, so I'm Rachel, and I identify as asexual, and I don't really have a romantic orientation at the moment. I'm just not sure.
Cool. And you?
I'm Stacey. I identify as asexual, and I kind of don't care about the romance thing.
What does asexual mean to you?
It means to me that I don't have any sexual attraction to anyone, regardless of gender or how they identify themselves as. Sometimes I will feel like an aesthetic attraction to them, like this person's really hot, but I won't ever feel a need for sex, and I don't think I ever have.
I don't think you could have described it any better, to be honest.
And you talked before about romantic attraction. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that is closely tied to sexual attraction?
No. Not necessarily, no.
Intimate and erotic are two totally different things. Well, they can be, but they can also be quite close as well. To me, romance is intimate and sex is erotic, but sex can also be intimate, you know.
Do you think that you would ever be interested in romance?
Maybe. It would depend on the person. I'd need to have a very strong friendship with them before I considered a romance, so, yeah.
Would that fall under the heading of demi-romantic, say, or...?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Can you guys define demi-romantic, please?
Well, demi is basically if you need to have a strong relationship with them, as in friendship, before you consider going any further. So...
Does that apply to romance and
romance,
sex as well?
Some people with sex, I probably wouldn't. I don't know. It would really depend on the person. Yeah.
How have people reacted to you coming out as asexual?
My mum kind of... She doesn't believe that I'm asexual. She just thinks that I put a label on myself because everyone else is. That hurt a little, I guess, but, you know, that's what she thinks. I haven't told my dad yet, but, you know, everyone else I've told has taken it really well, so, yeah, me.
Have those been people primarily within queer communities or more general mainstream communities?
Primarily from the queer community.
I haven't strictly come out. I have told my friends that I'm asexual, but I haven't used that term with my parents. I've said I'm not interested in sex, and my mum doesn't understand that, but I think that's just more because she likes sex, so she thinks everyone else should too. I don't really talk about that with my dad. That would just be awkward.
Do you think there's a difference between being not interested in sex and being asexual?
Yeah, there can be. I think, like, I don't feel sexual attraction to anyone. I don't, like, look at... If I see someone who's attractive, I won't think I could have sex with them. Some people could go, I will have sex, but I don't want to. I'm not interested in it. I don't feel that at all. So that, yeah, that's a lot of... Yeah.
Do you think coming out as asexual to people who are in more mainstream rather than queer communities would be easier than, say, coming out as another type of sexuality?
I think it would be easier to explain to people because the definition of asexual is, like, not interested in sex, whereas I think that you kind of have to go more in-depth with other things.
See, I disagree with that. I've had so much trouble explaining to mainstream people that I'm asexual, and that means I'm not interested in sex. I don't feel sexual attraction, because people hear asexual and they think, oh, you don't want to have sex. And then the next question I always get is, what if you meet someone who wants to have sex with you? And I say, no, I don't feel sexual attraction, so I wouldn't want to have sex with them. They'd have to understand that. But people just keep pressing, like, the idea that if you meet someone who want and you really like them, possibly love them, but they want to have a sexual relationship with you, would you do it for them? And I always say no, but no one seems to understand that. So, yeah, it's hard.
Do you know many other people who identify as asexual?
I've met a couple of people. Stacey's probably the only one I know closely.
What about you, Stacey?
Ray's the only one I know.
Yeah.
What about online?
I've seen quite a few of the people who I follow on Tumblr are asexual.
What's Tumblr?
Tumblr's a blogging website. It's got pictures and people talk about things, and there's quite a strong queer community on there. And it's interesting to see other asexual people's stories and how they match up, and it's nice to know that there are other people out there who feel the same way as me.
At what sort of age did you start thinking about asexuality?
Maybe 3 years ago, so about 15.
I never felt attraction to anyone, but I didn't know what the label was. I figured I was probably straight for a long time, and then after a while I thought maybe I was bi, because girls are hot too. Then I was like, I don't know, I got no clue, everyone's hot. But I don't want to have sex with them. And it was only a couple of years ago, last couple of years, that I actually heard the term asexual, and I had to do some research and figure out what that was, and it worked.
Was it something that when you heard the term and did the research, it sort of clicked automatically?
Yeah, definitely. It was sort of like, oh, okay, that is actually an option. You don't have to feel attracted to people. That's awesome. Yeah.
Was it difficult for you, both of you, realising that you were asexual, do you think?
Yeah,
very.
Especially when, in our age group, girls were going out, they were experimenting, people were coming out, they were having sex, and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It wasn't interesting, I didn't want to have anything to do with it. And that made me feel slightly different or wrong, but yeah.
Yeah, I used to think there was something wrong with me because I didn't want to get a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I didn't want to have sex. I just wasn't interested, I guess. And then when I realised that asexuality was a thing and it was possible and it was okay to not want to do everything that everyone else is doing, and I guess I'm not explaining this very well, but it helped. It was nice knowing that there was a thing I could attribute to myself.
Do you feel like there is a space for you as asexuals within the queer community?
Sometimes. Most of the people I've met in the queer community are okay with it. They're really cool. But then you do get people who are a bit like, well, it's not a real sexuality. It's
a lack of.
Yeah, you sort of feel invisible, because when they talk of the queer community, people think gay, lesbian, bi, trans. And I'm not part of that. I'm just always been a girl, always will be. But I don't feel attraction to anyone. And technically that makes me queer. But a lot of the time I don't feel like I'm part of the queer community because of that. Yeah.
Do you feel like because the queer community is one which is historically very focused on sexual freedom and liberation of sexual ideas, you know, that might necessarily be normal to society, it is very sex focused. Does that ever make you feel uncomfortable?
Yes, because I don't. That's the thing. I'm not a sexual being. I don't do that. And so, yes, other people do, and I'm cool with that, but I'd like to be represented too as someone who doesn't need that.
Yeah, I'm happy to, you know, support them in whatever they want to do, but there's not really a way that we can be... I've just forgotten the word.
It's like if we're...
represented, that's the word. There's not really a way we can be represented in the queer community because it is very sex freedom focused. But part of our sexual freedom is that we don't want sex, kind of, you know?
And we need that to understand. Yeah, we need that to be acknowledged, that the fact that we're allowed not to feel sexual attraction. Yeah.
Humans aren't based on a sex drive.
Yeah.
What can the queer community do to create a safer space for asexual identified people?
Maybe don't ask the question, you know, but what if you meet someone? You just haven't met the right person. Please, that's irritating. Sorry.
Yeah, it's just respecting the fact that while other people do have sex, we don't, and we don't really need to hear.
Don't push us.
Yeah, and a lot of the time there is a lot of, well, maybe you just haven't made up your mind yet, maybe you haven't met the right person. No, we're usually quite clear about it. And just respecting that, you know, we've made our decision.
Do you ever find that at queer events and spaces, like, say, out in the square, they have lots of condoms and they have lots of lube and they make a big deal about making sex easy to talk about and easy?
It's a bit awkward for us here. Yeah. It's all like, well, that doesn't apply to us. So maybe we could have some things that talk about other things as well.
I mean, it's nice that they're trying to make sex a normal thing to talk about.
That's good. That's very good.
Yeah, it's healthy even. But there is such a thing as going too far and being too over the top about it, which I think we might slowly be getting that way.
Sometimes.
Because they're trying to push the issue so much.
If they're going to do that and push it, which is cool, they've got to be able to also have representation for those who aren't part of it.
So how what could we do to have that representation in our queer spaces?
I don't know. That just, the idea of asexuality and grey sexuality needs to be pushed more. It needs to be advertised more.
Can you define that term, grey sexuality, please?
So, people who haven't quite decided, maybe, like, asexuality is a very definite no sexual attraction, while grey sexuality is maybe sometimes, but not often, generally leaning towards less rather than more.
Is that term the same as grey asexuality? Is
they're used around the same sort of subjects usually. Yeah.
Do you think that portrayal of asexual people in media is also important?
Yes, definitely.
People need to realise that it's normal.
Yeah.
Can you name an asexual person in a popular media?
The only one I would know is not actively said to be asexual, but it's a pretty good representation of an asexual relationship, which is Ned and Chuck in Pushing Daisies, which is an older TV show. Yeah.
What about you, Stacey?
I wouldn't be able to name anyone.
Yeah.
How do you think that asexual people are portrayed in media?
As broken, if they are. They'd be broken people who maybe have had some sort of sexual attack that have left them unable to have sex. They're usually awkward, maybe outcasts. It's never a good thing to not have sex.
Underdeveloped mentally or something.
Yeah.
Do you think it's important to have positive portrayals?
Yes, definitely.
Why do you think that is?
Because there are people who are growing up, and us included, who see media which has a lot to do with sex, and then there's nothing about existing without a sex drive, about not feeling attraction to people that way. And if there is, it's always negative. And that's really bad for your self-esteem when you're realising that maybe you don't feel sexual attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that you need someone, like a role model, and even if it's just a fictional character, a role model that's a positive asexual character would be awesome.
Mm. How do you think your experience of realising you were asexual would have been different had there been representation in the media of positive asexual people?
Well, because, like I said earlier, you know, I thought there was something wrong with me. So if there had been a positive asexual role model, I probably wouldn't have felt that, because it would have been like, this is a thing that can actually happen, and I'd have been more comfortable with it a lot sooner.
And also that people would be a bit more comfortable with the fact that that's my sexuality. Like, I wouldn't get as much questions about, well, what if I find the right person? All of the sort of really uncomfortable questions you get, because it would be something that's accepted, or at least something that's known more broadly.
And you might not get those jokes about, you know, being a plant and stuff. I've had a couple of those. Because plants reproduce asexually, so it's... Yeah.
Someone might argue that there are lots of characters in the media whose sexualities aren't discussed, and people that they may or may not have sex with aren't mentioned, and so that is representation. How would you respond to that?
That's more not bringing it up. That's kind of... Yeah. See, that's... I'm not even...
No, people tend to assume that until said otherwise, the character is straight. So, if you're going to have a gay character in a TV show, they will say it. But if you're going to have an asexual character, they won't. They'll just not mention it at all. And that's not representation. That's skating over the issue and ignoring it. So we need characters that are said to be asexual. They identify as asexual, and that's canon. And
what do you mean by the term canon?
Canon, it's in the show. It's been, or book, or whatever. It's been put in there, and it's been...
It's obvious.
It's obvious, it's proven by the author or creator to be true to the story. Yeah, and we need characters like that are asexual.
In an ideal world, what would the process of realising you're asexual and coming out be like, or be different to how it was for you?
People wouldn't feel pressured to have sex. There's a lot of pressure towards having relationships, especially early on. When you're a teenager, there's a lot of encouragement to experiment, to go out, get a boyfriend, get a girlfriend.
And those ages are just getting younger and younger every year, you know?
Yeah, and so there needs to be also the sort of realisation that you don't have to do that, and that's okay, that's fine, which isn't really there at the moment.
What can we do to try and make the world more like that ideal world you just described?
Put it in the media, but don't hide it from the world, kind of. Like, make it obvious that it's okay, but it's not a big deal.
How can we do that?
There needs to be more representation. Schools need to be teaching about sexualities, and that can't just be the main, like, gay, bi, straight. It has to be all the minorities, and that includes asexuality.
How was your experience in school being taught about sexuality?
We didn't do it. We didn't learn about asexuality as in our orientation. We learned about sex. We learned about sex, sort of. We learned about
what
sex.
What do you mean by that?
We learned about
straight sex.
Yeah, we learned about straight sex. We learned about, you know, we hardly touched on female genitalia, so it would be nice to bring that in properly. You know, we weren't told about the female orgasm.
Am I right in saying that you went to a girls' school?
Yeah, we went to an all-girls school. And, you know, we were taught all about how the guys did everything.
Taught how to put a condom on a penis.
Yeah.
Was that a difficult experience for you?
Yeah, it was awkward. It was. Yeah. I didn't want to be doing that. And it was... Well, the whole class made it into a joke, of course. But, year 9 girls, you would expect it. But it was all like, well, I don't feel comfortable doing this. It was one of those realisations that maybe I'm not straight.
Maybe I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, we didn't do sexualities at all. Yeah. We didn't learn about lesbians or gays or bisexuality or trans. We didn't learn about any of those. So if they're not being represented, then there's no chance at all of the smaller minorities like asexuality being represented.
I mean, even if it wasn't mentioned in health, I mean, they could start bringing it in psychology, maybe.
Did you do psychology?
I did half a year of it.
Shush.
That's more than me. I did a week.
But it, you know, even if they start bringing in the, you know, maybe it's a choice thing, you know, talking about hormones in the brain or something and how it could possibly affect your sexuality, and bring it in that way and then move it across, because then they've, you know, then it's at least in there and some people are learning about it.
Yeah, it's like, well, it took the internet and self-research for me to find out about the queer community at all. So it does need to be represented more than it is, and it needs to be all of the minorities.
You talked about the internet as a helpful resource for you realising that you're asexual. Do you think that's true for other asexual people as well?
Well, I think it's some place that's got a lot of easily accessible information. You know, it's a place where you can type in asexuality and everything will come up.
Wikipedia is your friend.
Have you ever edited the Wikipedia article on asexuality?
I haven't, but I have gone through it going, really? Okay.
Yeah. No, I tried to edit a different page and they shut me down, so.
That's a pretty good Wikipedia page.
What other resources did you find helpful?
Just forums and blogs that have people talking about their experiences. Actually, I remember reading an article once that was on an online newspaper that had an asexual woman and a gay man in a relationship, and they were just a romantic couple, but neither of them were sexually attracted to each other. And that was another one of those moments where I just realised that's actually possible. You can have a romantic relationship with someone without being sexually attracted to them.
Was reading that a significant moment for you?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
Resources for me were pretty much the internet and my friends, because quite a few of them realised their sexuality before I did, so I was able to ask some questions. I don't think half of them realised that's what I was doing, but, you know, I think the more switched on ones realised what I was doing and helped how they could.
So, yeah, you had a lot of queer friends?
More as we got into college, because, you know, they were getting into their teen years and realising all this stuff, and, you know, being there as they realised and then either told me, or I just found out they were dating someone that wasn't a guy.
Yeah, that wasn't a guy,
because, you know, we went to an all-girls school, so it was just like, oh, okay, that's a thing. Whatever.
Cool.
Good on you. You're happy. And with someone who I'm not going to say the name of, they went through a realisation that they were trans. And so being there for that journey with them and helping them research some things was quite helpful in realising that you don't have to be straight, you know?
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
My aunt is gay, so I always had that sort of figure that she was there, but she doesn't have a partner, so it took me a while to actually realise. I think it was some quip that my mother made about me turning into a lesbian vegetarian like my aunt. So I was like, oh, really? Oh, whatever.
How do you think the process of coming out and realising would have been different had you not had that queer influence in your formative
years? I probably would still have no idea, to be honest.
I'd probably be trying to force myself into some sort of mould.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be unhealthy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. like, I went through a relationship last year because I thought I had to. And, you know, we got to, I think, the 6-month mark, and he wanted to have sex, and I just wasn't interested. I just didn't want to. And he thought that maybe I just wasn't ready. which was probably true at the time. And now it's like, I just don't want to. That's not a drive I feel. That's not a need that I need to look into.
Have you ever tried to force yourself into a mould like that?
No. I figured out quite quickly that I didn't want to date. I didn't at that point realise that I wasn't sexually attracted to people. I just figured I didn't want to be in a relationship, so I held myself off from that. And I'm quite proud I did. But, yeah, I look at people sometimes and I'm like, maybe I should be doing that. Maybe I should be in a relationship. And then I'm like, nah.
Do you think that many asexual people do what you did, Stacey, and try to force themselves to fit that mould?
Yeah, because, you know, it is mainstream and people these days want to be mainstream. They don't want to be the person going in the opposite direction. Yeah. And so, you know, they try to force themselves to do things that they don't want to do to fit in.
Yeah, and a lot of it's got a lot of pressure from people around you as well, like constant questions, do you have a boyfriend yet?
Yeah. Or constantly talking about their sexual conquests and stuff. Yeah. And so you're just kind of like, this is so uncomfortable, but my friends, I can't just leave.
Do you wish that there was a way, an easy way to tell someone that you are uncomfortable with a certain topic? Or?
Yeah.
Do you find your friends are particularly accepting of that?
Yeah.
Because you hang out with queer people?
Yes, definitely, because they understand that while I am occasionally aesthetically attracted to someone, I can recognise that someone's hot and, yeah, that's cool, I won't feel sexual attraction to them. So when they're talking about things like that, I can sort of carry along with the fact that, yes, people are hot. I like hot people.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's as far as I can go. Yeah.
Both of you are artists to an extent, is that right?
I am.
Not really. I just know they're good for drawing because Ray is, and she likes to draw me for some reason.
Yeah, she has a nice nose.
Thanks, Brandon. Got good eyebrows too.
Yeah.
Do you find that having that perspective of being asexual reflects itself in your art?
Yeah. There's a lot of pressure, especially when you're drawing cartoons, is that people want you to make the thing sexualized. There's an idea, there's an idea for the male gaze or the female gaze, and I can't do that.
Turn the other way around.
when I draw, I don't generally draw for people. I draw for me, so it's not going to be based on their sex. It's going to be based on pretty things,
like hair
and clothes.
If you could say something to all of mainstream society regarding asexual people, what would that be?
We exist. We exist and you need to know it. Don't make fun of us for not feeling sexual attraction. It is our choice. It is what we are. And
you can't change it no matter what you say.
You can't change it no matter how many questions you ask. No matter how many
people you shove in our face.
Yeah.
It's not going to change. Understand this, please.
Yeah, no matter how many, like, oh, we'll get over it, or you're just not ready yet. It's who we are, and that needs to be accepted.
Another thing with asexuality is, you know, the whole virginity thing. Because since we don't have sex, we're still virgins, social construct. And, you know, so people are always surprised when they realise that I've got to 18 and never had sex, because people are losing it so young, and it's okay to, even if you're not asexual, to wait until you're sure you want to have sex. You know, don't just go into it because you feel you have to and everyone else has.
Yeah, definitely.
See, I'm supportive of everyone.
What would you say to parents of people whose children are going through that realisation and coming out process?
Support us. You know, when we're different, we're still your kids. It doesn't change who we are. All it changes is...
You might not be getting grandchildren anytime soon.
Yeah. Do you think that's something that a lot of parents of teenagers...
focused on?
Probably not.
There is still kind of the subconscious thing of passing the genes on, so I think that's possibly driving a little bit of the lack of support, you know, because if I can't get grandkids from you, then I don't, you know, blah blah blah, and it's, yeah, it's not healthy.
I'd just say, look, it's not unnatural or anything. We need the support, because if our parents say that this is not who you should be, it sticks a lot better, a lot harder than if it was just anyone else, a random stranger. So we need our parents saying it's okay to be asexual.
You said before your message to more mainstream people. Would that be different, that message, talking to the generalised queer community?
No,
probably not. Probably we need to be represented.
Yeah, yes. Represented.
And yeah, because, that word.
Because I think we are such a minority inside the queer community. I'm not sure how large the asexual community is inside it.
But it feels tiny.
Yeah.
It feels absolutely non-existent.
You
know, yeah. We feel invisible is the thing. Is that? Yeah.
Do you think having asexual spaces within the queer community
is... It would help. Yeah. That would help. It would be really good to be able to meet other people that are asexual, to know that we're not alone. Representation. Yeah. Big thing.
Yeah. And just generally feeling accepted by the other people in the queer community, because, you know, it takes a lot to come out. And they understand that, so it would just be nice to get that same understanding from them.
Yeah, and when we come out, we don't want to be questioned. It's like no one wants to be questioned, but for asexuals, it seems to happen more often than not. Is that, are you sure? Maybe you're not ready yet, maybe you haven't chosen, and that's really upsetting.
What can we as queer people do to help make the path for coming out for asexual people easier?
Support us.
Be accepting.
Yeah, that's all I can think of.
Yeah.
Just support, so much support and so much representation.
And finally, if you could say anything to young people, or not necessarily young people, who are going through the process of realising and coming out as asexual, what would that be?
You are not alone. There are other people who are like you. There are other people who feel like you. And you can find them if you try.
Coming out to your friends is always the hardest thing, but do it when you're ready, do it when you feel comfortable. Don't start off with a big group, just come out to one person, and hopefully they accept you for who you are, and that'll make it easier.
They might surprise you.